You are here on purpose and to be a part of a bigger purpose. Let that bit of knowledge drive the rest of what you do. Today on Growing Hope, we begin to break down the what of your place in purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together to encourage, inspire, and dare each other to live extraordinary lives. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith, offering up seeds of hope that you can plant in your day, because when you grow up hope, you make all things possible. When you believe that all things are possible, then you are positioned to step into all of your possibilities. Nothing can hold you back when you determine that you can. Not only are you able to live all that you believe, but you're created to live out more than you can even imagine. All you have to do is make the choice, then take the step, and keep going. There is no other person that can stop you once you determine that you can. There is no other person that can make you worse for the going. There's no other person that can take your place. You, only you, have the power to make it so. That doesn't mean that others won't try to stop you. Believe me, others are going to try to stop you. They will tell you what the rules are, they're going to tell you how to play the game, and they're going to try to dictate your limits. They're going to try, but you don't have to let them. See, God designed you unique in all this world. That means that there is nobody else that knows how your game goes. When you make the choice to see the qualities in you that the Maker has applied, that have been placed in you specifically for such a time as this, then you will no longer be confined to the requirements of this world. Now, as we continue to delve into this life of living out our place and purpose, we're going to break down the truths about the importance of you. You really are unique in all the world, and God has a plan specific for your uniqueness. Your vision matters. You're in a position to stand strong no matter what is going on, and you have to make the choice to make the investment to make that your reality. The path to your uniqueness doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be so convoluted that you have to have a magic wand or magic beans to make it all work out. It comes down to knowing the truth and knowing the Maker of the truth. That is truly the only path that will ever lead you to the true you. It took some hard knocks and painful revelations for me to understand that my path didn't look like the path that others had walked before me. Now, believe me, I tried to conform their ways. I know it's hard to believe, but believe me, I tried on more than one occasion. And all it did was frustrate me and annoy them. I'm not designed to do it their way. The moment I let go of the need to be like them and to do it like them, the very minute I chose to truly embrace my uniqueness, peace flooded into my life. Now, I still don't always know the better way. And even when I do know the better way, I don't always choose it. But I'm moving forward, and I'm moving forward with focused determination. When you know the you that has been designed from the beginning, then the way becomes a more peaceful journey, no matter what the conditions that show up. When you understand your uniqueness, then you are no longer confined to conforming to the world's design, because you recognize that your design is unique in the world. The world can't tell you how to get there because the world has never seen anything like you before. And that's a good thing. We are all designed to live out our unique design and purpose. We're all called to be bold in pursuing the special qualities that make up us. We are called to uncover and unlock the heart seed that's planted in us and grow it up so that it can bloom and grow and spread and change the world. The world is not here to tell us what to do. We're here to create and recreate the world. And when you understand that the power is within you, the power's been there all along, then it gives you a boldness you couldn't have found any other way. Be unique. The path to beginning to recognize and live out the you that you are called to be begins with accepting that you are made for such a time as this. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will set a foundation for understanding and embracing our uniquenesses.
Is chaos in control of your world? Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all to start with? The whiteboard of world domination helps you harness the chaos, get off the wheel, and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Join Catherine Lang as she walks you through the 6 steps you need to build your whiteboard of world domination. Define your anchor. Define your vision. Balance your 4 blocks of uniqueness. Hone your aim. Break it all down into bite-sized pieces. Set a daily schedule. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com today.
Got hope. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. But hope makes a way. Hope gives you strength. Hope creates possibilities. Hope provides the courage that you need to keep going. And we are committed to growing hope with you, in you, and through you. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. The regular newsletter offers tips, inspirational stories, or scriptures to help grow up hearts that are open to pursue the extraordinary. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are embracing the uniqueness of who we are so that we can define our place and purpose. I am Catherine Lang, focus coach and encourager extraordinaire. If you're struggling to understand your uniquenesses, let's talk. Visit coachforfocus.com today and set up your free 30-minute jumpstart call. Now, some days we can all use that little extra nudge when it comes to understanding and living out the unique life crafted in each of us and crafted just for us. It can be hard to imagine that God took the time to weave every cell in your body in just such a way as to create the you that you are. But he did. What's more, he set the path that would allow you to live extraordinary. He wants you to live extraordinary. He designed it so you can live extraordinary. But the world is working harder and to smother that than ever before. The world paints a delusion as truth in an effort to hold you down. The world has always tried to paint its truth over God's truth, and sometimes the world manages to convince us to give into its smaller and darker mirage. Not many folks have been smothered with the world's truth as much as David was in the Bible. I mean, he was just a boy tending his sheep when God anointed him to lead a nation. Did David get the big head? Nope. He just went back to tending his sheep. And then the king pulled him out of the field to serve him as an entertainer. And David played to soothe Saul's soul. Then Saul asked him to be a leader and lead the army. And David just kept going about his day, doing what he was asked. And then David was attacked. And not just attacked, but an unprovoked and undeserved attack. I have to wonder if the first time Saul threw a spear at David, if he just kind of looked up and thought, if you don't like the tune, just say so. David could have given in to the storm that came at him at any time. David could have made the choice to seek revenge against the attacks. People probably wouldn't have thought any less of him. The world probably told him he had the right. He had the right to take things in his own hands and handle it. But ultimately, David remembered what God had told him. David believed in the promises that God had shown him. And despite the circumstances, David determined to act in a way that demonstrated the person that God had anointed, not the one that the world was trying to delude him into believing. Nobody has ever thrown a spear at me. Not an actual spear, of course. But that doesn't mean that they haven't said things and they haven't done things that were unprovoked and, as far as I know, undeserved. And there have been times that I gave in to those attacks. The less I knew about the me God designed, the more I gave in to the attacks. But the more I began to grow to God and the bolder I got in the me that He crafted, the easier it came to dodge the attacks or to just go with the flow. I no longer needed to fix it myself. You need to know about you so that you can be strong enough to stand come what may, because may will come at least once a year. So point one is to discover and embrace and believe in the uniqueness of you. Okay, scientifically speaking, it is a mathematical anomaly that you even exist. The odds are like millions to one that all the elements would come together to make you as you are. And yet here you are. Add to that the scripture from Jeremiah 29:11, and you know that God wove you with intention. There was a plan to and for your specific creation. Nothing is random or unexpected. You are not going to catch God off guard. Try as you might. He gets you because He made you. Now believe in what He crafted. Point two, uncover God's plan for you. Begin to look at how God is at work around you. Sort through how your gifts, talents, and abilities work together to create the DNA of your heart seed. See how all of these things align. When you look at your qualities and design held up to the understanding that there is a unique reason for why you're here in this particular moment in time, that it isn't accidental but intentional, then you can begin to really join God where He is at work. Point three, change your vision. Change your vision. The world has been telling you how to see and what to see. The people around you have been clouding your ability to see. The stuff you piled up on your heart, that has covered your vision. You can't walk without seeing. It's like trying to get to the bathroom in the dark. It doesn't matter how well you know the space. You're going to trip over something or run into a wall. Practicing through the prism of God's eyes. See the person in the mirror with the same grace and compassion you choose to see the people around you. It won't make sense to the world ever. God's way is simple and to the point. And your place in His purpose is simple and to the point. So expect opposition from the world trying to shove you in its box, make things complicated and confused. And keep your sight firmly focused on the better way. Point four is to learn to stand. Knowing the path should make it easier, but it seems the more you understand your uniqueness, the more difficult the world tries to make it. And the world's going to try to make it complicated. If you have to become, you have to become so firmly entrenched in knowing your place and your steps and your uniqueness that the storms don't shift you from your stand. Now, you will need to bend and you will need to flex, but you have to be invested in knowing so firmly that you don't shift from where you stand. Standing is the act of being firm in your uniqueness and pushing forward despite the cries of the world that it's not normal. And besides, normal is overrated. And point five is to get invested in vision living. Create the space for progress into purpose so that you can walk out that purpose and design. Know the destination, break it down into little bits, and begin taking intentional action into those little bits every day. Consistent and persistent action into your unique design will get you there. And you are unique. I can't and won't say it enough. I mean, you are unique. Nobody else can take your journey. And let's be honest, you're not really that interested in taking anybody else's journey. Not when you have to deal with all the little fundamental things that made that journey possible. No other person wants to walk out the path that someone else has to walk. People will tell you what to do, but you don't have to choose to follow it. It's always your choice. You always have the choice to follow them or to follow your way. You are created for a particular place in God's purpose. Nothing, nobody, no circumstances can hinder the plans for your place unless you make the choice not to dwell there. You can get to where you're designed to be. You were designed specifically for such a place. Let that vision light begin to show you the path and then get to going. Over the next few weeks, we're going to continue walking out this place and purpose. And over these next few days, we're really going to break down the fundamentals of the importance of you, each of these points every day. So make sure that you join and share with a friend so that we can work together. Remember, we're stronger together. It's always our choice to invest in knowing our uniqueness. But if you don't invest in knowing your uniqueness, you will be subject to being deluded by the little truth that the world is trying to paint over the you that God designed. God designed you for a reason. Dare to understand that design so that you can dare to walk out that reason. Dare to see past the limitations that the world is telling you exist, and you will begin to understand that there are no limits to what you can do when you embrace God's design for you. When you embrace your unique design, then you have the power to begin living out that design. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we will set the stage for the purpose living we are designed to fulfill. Growing Hope will be right back.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Are you ready to break out of the ordinary into the extraordinary? Did you know that you were designed on purpose for a purpose and that your purpose is unique in all the world? Place and Purpose offers 4 questions to begin unlocking your uniqueness and then creating a plan to pursue your purpose with boldness. Order your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com /books.
The music for this episode was created by Kevin McLeod and PapaPet.com. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are delving into the second question for finding our place in purpose. Define your what. Define your what to live out your unique design. I am Catherine Lang, just your neighborhood purveyor of snarky rainbows. If you're ready to take the next step into all that you are created to be, visit harnessyourwhy.com today. The choice is yours. The choice has always been yours. You can live intentional, or you can be tossed to and fro by the wind and the waves. I don't like being tossed to and fro. It makes me nauseous. When thinking about waves and wind and nausea, I always flash back to my one and only boating trip out into the open waters. I was raised on a lake, and I spent most of my summer days on the water in one fashion or another. But when I got to college, I was invited on a sailing trip out onto the Mobile Bay. The day was windy. The water was open. It was even more windy out on the open water. And the waves were really, really, really big. And the boat rolled. All was well until I had to go below deck to the restroom. And down there, I felt the full impact of the waves. And they knocked me off balance. And I wasn't able to see the water and see where we were going and see what was coming at me. And I got sick. I didn't make it back up from the deck until we docked. When life knocks you around, it's a lot like that day on the sailboat. You can't see where you are. You can't see where you're headed. All you know is that you're being tossed around by the wind and the waves. It will make you sick, or at least it will keep you from having the balance you need to keep going. There is a path to your unique design, one that has been cleared for you and that doesn't require any below-the-deck travel. As long as you keep your eyes focused on the one that created the path, and as long as you maintain the relationship with the one, then you'll be able to understand you, accept your place in his design, and stand with boldness, even when the wind and the waves do make an appearance. Thank you so much for joining me for this leg of the journey. There are few things on this planet I enjoy more than talking about finding and living your uniqueness. It encourages me to see people embrace their own unique path and to stop trying to fit into what the world has designed. Everything we do and everything we plan and everything we create should always be held up to the uniqueness of you. That uniqueness will help you refine everything into something that's going to work specifically for you. And if you're going to work it, then it has to work specifically for you. Otherwise, it's just a plan. It's just words on a piece of paper. It's just an outline on your whiteboard of world domination. If you are struggling to find your uniqueness or to walk out your plan or to work out your whiteboard of world domination, I can help. I want to help. It encourages me to help you find your breakthrough. So let's break down all that you're facing right now to the simple little bits. And then funnel all of that through the uniqueness of you. So set up your free 30-minute jumpstart call today at coachforfocus.com. Or you can always email me questions, concerns, stories, struggles. You can email me at contact@growinghoperadio.com. Your journey is unique to you. It is time to reject the box of the world. If you want to live in a box, that's your business. But live in a box that is a creation of your own design. Live unique. Dare to dream. Grow up into your place and purpose. The choice is yours, and the time is now. If you want to, if you believe it, then you can. Once you grasp it, once you hold tight to it, once you lock on to the design that God crafted in you, the world will not be able to shake you from that focus. So it's time. It's time to understand the uniqueness of you and live it with all the determination that you can possibly muster. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes the difference, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.